Report: Chicago gang intervention workers accused of selling firearm to undercover officer. By Michael Foster on February 13, 2023. A pair of Chicago men described as gang intervention workers were arrested for their alleged involvement in an illegal gun sale to an undercover police officer, according to a report. On January 20, Sergio Gomez, 52, above, left, allegedly sold an illegal gun to a police officer who was conducting an undercover narcotics operation, CWV Chicago reported. The outlet indicated that the officer had been accompanied by Miguel Morales, above, right, from whom he had allegedly purchased cocaine on multiple occasions. Citing Assistant State's Attorney Zachary Pisal, CWV Chicago wrote that Morales remained on the phone with the officer while the officer entered another car where the $1,000 transaction for the gun occurred with Gomez. Both men have reportedly been convicted of murder, Gomez in 1993 and Morales in 1994. Additionally, a 2018 arrest record indicates Gomez was charged with possession of cocaine in a quantity of more than 15 grams but less than 100 grams, as well as three traffic offenses. CWV Chicago reported Morales is an employee of Chicago's Safe Passage program which, according to Chicago Public Schools, is designed to provide a positive, trusted adult presence for students as they travel to and from school. He allegedly headed to his job with the program after conducting a 30-gram cocaine transaction with the undercover in early December, Pisal said, per the outlet. Private attorneys who represented the men said they work for the same outreach program as community liaisons and gang intervention workers, per CWV Chicago. Gomez is charged with being a felon in possession of a firearm and illegal delivery of a firearm. Morales's charges include the illegal sale of a firearm and delivery of cocaine, per CWV. Bail for each of the men is set at $4,000, according to CWV. In an unrelated case in 2015, as Breitbart News noted, an IRS agent was allegedly caught selling methamphetamine to undercover Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, leading to his arrest. In another case, an El Paso police officer was convicted of allegedly assisting her stepfather in running a cocaine distribution operation. She was reportedly sentenced to 24 months in prison. You can follow Michael Foster on Twitter at @realmfoster.